have your Bibles here today. Turn to the book of Luke. The book of Luke, chapter 12. Amen. Hallelujah. There have been times in my walk with the Lord that you think, man, oh man, I remember, especially when I was a younger preacher, I think a lot of times, what in the world am I going to preach next?
Amen. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the older I get, Brother Tommy, I think, man, oh man, I ain't going to have time to preach all I need to preach. Yeah. There's a lot in this book, isn't there?
Yes, sir.
I feel like the subject today, the topic today, is very, very important, vital to the church of the living God. Amen. And I'm getting real bad for getting into these series. I don't know that I'll start a series. I might have yet. What I'm saying is there's I could probably preach 6 or 8 lessons on this topic here today. Amen. I'll just scratch the surface of where we need to be here. Amen. Book of Luke, chapter number 12, starting at verse number 41. Amen. I'll just be able to scratch the surface, amen, of this topic. Then Peter said to him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, who is then that is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.
Yes.
Blessed is the servant that when the Lord comes, he finds him doing what the Lord had commanded him to do. There's, I don't know of a greater honor than for one to be, to, you know, we could say, well, you're a bishop, you know, a lot of churches, they esteem people high, you know, call them bishops, pastors, singers, song worshiper. I mean, I don't know of a greater title to a child of God than to be called a servant.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Ooh, amen. I felt the Lord when I said that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Of a truth, I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But, and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and the maiden servants, amen, and to eat and to drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he's not aware, and will cut him in asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Amen. 2 more verses and I'll be done. And the servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. And he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. Now, you didn't know the Bible said that, did you?
Yes.
Amen. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Amen. And I've heard people say, don't tell me that. Don't tell me what the Bible said. Don't tell me what God said. Because if I know it, I'll be held accountable for it. You'll be held accountable for it for your ignorance also.
Come on.
Amen. If you don't want to know God's will and don't want to know God's word and don't want to know God to a greater extent, you'll be held accountable for your ignorance also. Amen.
Right.
I tell you, I want to know God more and more. I want God to open himself up to me. If there's something in my life that I'm not doing, I want to do it.
Yes.
And if there's something I'm doing I don't want, that he don't want me to do, I want to be an open book before the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I want him to be able to look at me and say, Jason, my servant is willing to do whatever I ask of him. Amen.
Yes, God.
Now, I don't think he's going to ask me to do such a thing. I got a house full of kids. But if God would knock on my heart and say, go to the jungles in Africa and preach the gospel, I would hope to think I'd be willing to go do what God said to do. Amen. Yeah. And once again, it'd be hard for me to pack up a bunch of kids and go to the jungles of that, but I'm just using that for an example. Whatever God wants us to do, amen, it's a reasonable service to do what he's asked and what he's called us to do.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So if the Lord will help us for just a few moments here today, I like to deal with this topic of being a servant, amen, and the responsibilities, if you will, of a faithful servant. Hallelujah. What is my responsibility to God? Amen. Who then is that faithful and wise steward? Hallelujah. The steward was a servant or a slave, if you will, that took care of the business matters of his master. And he managed the other servants in the house and their jobs and their provisions. And a Bible example of that was Joseph, amen, who ran the affairs of the house of Potiphar. He was a servant, if you will, he was a slave, amen. And he was there to do whatever Potiphar wanted him to do, amen. Right. Hallelujah. And I'd like to insert right here today, if you're a Christian, amen, if you are a child of God, and I know I've said this in the past, but I want to put an exclamation point on this. You are not your own. Amen. But you are a slave, if you will. You are a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not your will to live. You can't get up in the morning and say, well, and I know a lot of us are like this. We want to do what we want to do, but we got to get up in the morning and say, Lord, what will thou have me to do?
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Tommy talking about the age spots on his hands and the wrinkles on his face. Amen. And we'll get to a time in life when life seems to pass us on by and wrinkles and age catches up with us. And there'll come a time when we wish, Lord, I wish I had taken time to do what you called me to do. Amen. I wish I had taken time, Lord, to have done, amen, what you wanted me to do. Hallelujah. I come to tell us today, I come with a burden on my heart, amen, to compel every one of us in this house to surrender to the servitude of Christ. Amen. Our God, Jesus, is calling us, Brother Anthony, to be servants. Amen. There's a lot of talk, and I've read some. I've got a couple John Maxwell books if you want to learn about leadership. Look up Maxwell. He is the leadership man of our day. I think he's written 70 some books upon leadership. I won't call names of preachers, but I've heard that several preachers, even in our movement, I guess have been to his conferences and they read every book that he has, and they want to learn how to be a leader. Let me tell you something. I'm not a smart man whatsoever, and I haven't read 70 some books on leadership. Amen. But if you really want to be a leader, it starts with being a servant. Amen. If you really want to lead men, you must first be willing to get in the ditch. Amen. Oh, God. And do, amen, what great God, what you're asking other men to do. Hallelujah. Oh, I've seen a lot of people say, why don't you go do this? And they wouldn't do it for nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. The start of leadership is to be a servant. Amen. To say, Lord, I want to serve you. And in serving men and women, and in serving others, we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. I can get into it. This ain't my message. But I mentioned here a few services back, Brother George, when the Lord said, amen, he said, thank you for visiting me when I was sick, feeding me when I was hungry. Amen. Oh, amen. And all of that. Thank you for, they said, Lord, when did we visit you? Amen. When you were sick. When did we give you food when you was hungry? And he said, when you did it to the least of these, my brother, you did it unto me. Hallelujah. Hey, church, I come to tell us, when we're being a servant to our fellow man, we're serving Jesus Christ. When we, amen, great God, we're to get up in the morning, Brother George, and say, I'm getting up to be a servant of the Lord. How can I serve Jesus today? I'm glad you asked that. The greatest way that you can serve the Lord for the rest of this day when we get out of this service, and in the morning when you get up and go to work, amen, the greatest way that you can honor, amen, the Lord, is to go find somebody to be a servant to. Go open the door for somebody and smile and say, may the Lord bless you today. Go find somebody and give them a gospel tract and tell them there's a God in heaven that loves and cares about, hey, amen, how we serve the Lord is serving others.
Yes, God.
Touch him, Lord.
Holy, holy Lord.
I feel the Lord here.
Bless Jesus.
You, pray for me. I'm just now getting started. Amen. And I prayed and thought and scratched around and thought and trying to find a good way to start because this is such a vast topic. Amen. Hallelujah. But You know, there's a lot of folks, they want to be served, amen?
Yeah.
And if I go to a restaurant, it's really obnoxious, amen? It really is. It's really obnoxious to try to go somewhere and eat. You got four or five kids and a wife, and sometimes I work late, and amen, Michelle's had a bad day, and we'll run out to Mexican, you know, Mexican's easy. They'll serve you real quick, amen? They just want to get you out, praise God. They might not give you no sauce or nothing that you need, amen? They want to get you on out the door, praise God. Amen. You want to be served. Amen. There's a lot of talk in today's society about being served. I want to be served. Everybody wants somebody to, amen, be a servant to them. But oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house to tell somebody, amen, have you thought about serving? Have you thought about being a servant? Have you thought about who you can help? So many preachers want people to bow to them and be a servant. Let me tell you something. That's my first. Amen. That's the first number one thing on the job report for the preacher, for the pastor, is to be a servant. Amen. I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you need me at 3 o'clock in the morning, call me. Amen. And sometimes folks don't call and I don't know what you need. I'll do my best to be a help. Amen. Oh, and to be there for you. But you got to let me know. Amen. That's my job qualification, to be a servant, to be willing to help others, to be willing to add value to your life, to be willing to say, hey, you're important to God, and you're important to me. Amen.
Bless God.
You know why?
Bless him, Lord.
You know why a lot of times, amen, I'm going to get in trouble here.
Come on.
You know why a lot of times we stay so frustrated and we stay so out of tune? Amen. And then we'll get into marriage side of things here. And I'm not a marriage counselor.
Yes, you are.
Don't go on. Thank old Jason thinks he's got the bull bow. I don't. Amen. But somebody said, well, my husband or my wife, amen, they won't never. Amen. They don't do this and they don't do that. Amen. When's the last time you've done this and that for them? Hallelujah. I heard John Gabbert say this one time. Brother John Gabbert said, somebody said, I wish my wife treated me like a king, like your wife. And Sister Ann Gabbert does. She treats John Gabbert like a king. Amen. Somebody said, I wish my wife would treat me like a king, like your wife does. And John Gabbert so famously, I've heard him say it a many times, well, why don't you treat her like a queen? Amen. Oh, let me tell you something. If you treat that wife like queen. Amen. Oh, Lord God. Maybe she'll treat you like a king. And vice versa. Amen. Maybe you, lady. Amen. Oh, you don't think your husband's treating you that great. Why don't you get up in the morning and treat him so good that before he goes to bed that night, he'll feel so guilty and he'll say, hey, she's been treating me like a king. I think I'll treat her like a queen. Hey, it goes hand in hand. It goes together. If you want to be served, you've got to be willing to be a servant.
Yes, God.
Oh, man.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm on it, ain't I?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I feel it here. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some folks will have a, amen, reckoning day of rejoicing and reward because they've been a faithful servant. Hey, Brother George, I don't know anything greater than one of these days the Lord say, well, enter in to the joys of the Lord. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I feel like telling somebody, amen, my pastor always told me growing up, God ain't a liar. Amen, and he's not going to say well done if you didn't first live a life well done. And he's not going to say good and faithful servant if thou hast not been good and faithful. Hey, I come to dig up the dirt around here today. I come to plow deep. I come to cultivate around the roots. I come to tell you today, if you want to be great in the kingdom, Jesus said the greatest, let the greatest among thou be a servant.
Oh, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
One of the key things of this portion of Luke chapter 12 is the matter of accountability. Amen. We're going to give an account of our lives, of what we do down here. Let me tell you something, church. There's not one thing we do, and there's not one thing that we left undone that we'll not give an account for one day. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, what? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? You're not your own. It went against all the popular opinion and extravaganza of today. It's not your life to live. Somebody said, I ain't got but one life to live. I'm going to live it up how I want it to. No. Amen. I refute that. That's false. That's lingo from hell. That's words of the devil. It's not your life to live. It's your life to let Christ live through you. I said, you're a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can vacation it up. You can make all the money that Elon Musk would bless at. And it'll not make you happy. And it'll not give you rewards in heaven. But one of these days, when I stand before the Lord and I get to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. He's going to judge according to our faithfulness. He's going to judge according to what we've been willing. Amen. To do for him. Amen.
Yes,
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I feel the Holy Ghost in his house.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. To tell you, it ain't going to come down to the way you think it is. It's not going to come down to how we determine success, Brother Rob, in this life about what a man has done.
Mm-hmm. That's right, brother. Come on.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
Well, Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, I read an article the other day. What is this, 25? By 27, they're predicting him to be the first trillionaire ever. What is he worth? $300 or $400 billion. $370 billion. They think in 2 or 3 more years, he'll be the world's first trillionaire.
Whew. Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
I told you this is a vast topic here.
Come on, bro.
I'm not against all that. But what has the man ever done for the Lord? What's he ever done for the Lord, Brother Timmer? Hallelujah. When he stands in the judgment one of these days, is the Lord going to stand there and say, Elon Musk, thou hast made more money than anybody in the world. Thou hast put electric cars on the planet. Thou hast searched for life on Mars. No! He's going to say, what did you do for me? Did you reach a lost man? Did you reach a lost woman? Did you give your life for the gospel's sake? Hey, I like to tell us today, there's nothing more important on this side of heaven than being a servant.
Romans 1:1,
Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
James 1:1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jude 1:1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ. Hey, I come to ask you a question. Are you a servant? I come to ask you, amen, today. Are you a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Holy God.
Lord. Blessed is the servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, find him doing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
If my time should end today, Brother George, I don't know. I might have a heart attack.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. Of course, he's 88 years old. One of my closest friends on this side of heaven died Monday, this past Monday. His name's Charlie Dyrick. Most of you don't even know him. Charlie's been good to me since I was a college student. Let my kids swim in his pool for 20 years. All their lives. Amen. Lives about a mile down the road, Charlie. I went up to him when I I mean, he let me borrow his truck, Brother Tommy. He let me borrow his, anything Charlie had, I could have. He treated me like a son. He died this past Monday. You never know. He just come out and paid me. I thought maybe 8 years old, Brother George. That man still lifted weights. That man was strong. Amen. And they told me Charlie died. And I said, how in the world did he die? Just come out the other day and he paid me. And he said, here's your money. I had called him because he had just started mowing a yard around the road from him there, and he'd been paying me for him. I don't know still who they are, but Charlie didn't say he'd been, they'd been paying him to pay me to cut the yard. And I just called to see if it was every week or every other week. I still wasn't sure. And he missed my call, and he come out and said, hey, sorry I missed your call. I said, I'm still working out. Amen. 88 years old, over top of his garage, Brother Tommy. He got weights up there and all kinds of sorts of stuff. Amen. In pristine shape. But you know, amen. He passed away. Hallelujah. This past Monday morning. Let me tell you something, church. Amen. You never know when your times are coming. But when your time comes, I hope to goodness, Brother George, when my name is called over yonder and my role is called, amen, servant Jason, come on up. And he looks at me and he says, have you done what I commanded you to do? Was you faithful? He's not going to judge us on our talents. Some has 10, some has 5, some has 1. He never judged according to the number of talents. He'll not judge of how much talent you have. He'll judge of how faithful you were with the talent that he gave. Were they willing to stand? Were they willing to do my will? Were they willing to be a servant and to be faithful?
Yes, God.
Well, feel the Holy Ghost in this house.
Yes, dear Lord.
Feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, Lord. A legend tells of a king who conducted a test of a sort by placing a huge boulder in the roadway between the two villages. The king then hid himself in the trees in order to watch the response and the reaction of the people who came upon the boulder. Almost all who happened upon the boulder merely squeezed around it. Most muttered unkind words about the king for not seeing to the matter and clearing the roads. One elder peasant man who was carrying a load of vegetables for the local market stopped to offer a hand. He laid down the burden of vegetables from on his shoulders and began to push with all of his might. Finally, the stone moved off the path. Underneath the place where the stone lay was a purse containing priceless gold coins and a note explaining that the money was there for the person who was willing to move the stone for the benefit of someone else. Of course, we don't serve in order to be paid, but we serve, amen, and we're willing to do things for the benefit of someone else. Hey, amen, I'm rejoicing the benefit of a free country, Brother George, because someone else was willing to put their life on the line and give me life. Hey, somebody else was willing to crawl in a foxhole. Somebody else was willing to put their neck on the line and give me life. Hey, amen, I'm reaping the benefits of what somebody else did. I come to tell us, church, now I feel the Holy Ghost. I come to tell us in this house, I'm going to get to inherit heaven one of these days because someone else died in my place, because someone else took the scars and took the shame and was beat and was nailed on the cross, and I get to go to heaven, Brother Chandler, all because of what someone else did for me.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Won't you raise your hand and praise the Lord?
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Luke 19:15, and it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said to him, well done, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, Amen. Have thou authority over 10 cities. 2 Timothy 2 and 12, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. I'm talking about a servant, somebody willing to help others.
Right.
Amen. I come across this late this evening. I wanted to research a little more. You can, you know how to research. When General Sherman went through Atlanta toward the sea in the Civil War, he left in the fort, amen, back in the Kennesaw Mountains, around 1,500 men to guard some 1.5 million rations that had been brought there for the soldiers. General Sherman had to go away, and he left 1,500 soldiers to guard the fort. Amen. General Hood, however, had attacked the fort with 6,000 troops. Remember, only 1,500 guarding the fort. For a long time, the battle raged furiously. Half of the defenders were either killed or seriously wounded. The general in command was wounded 7 times. And the general in command was about to raise the white flag of surrender. And when they were, amen, were about to surrender, General Sherman had topped them out 15 miles away. Amen. And through the signals of a nearby mountain, he sent this message. Amen. Woo! They could use this light and they would send a message. And he said these words: "Hold the fort, for I am coming." W.T. Sherman. The message fired up the defenders of the fort, and they held the fort in another bloody battle for 3 solid hours. Amen. Oh, and 3 hours later, General Sherman arrived. Amen. He took the fort, and they kept the fort safe. Amen. Henceforth was written the hymn that we sing today. Amen. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Hey, I come to tell us that it's a bloody battle. It seems as though we can't hold up. It seems as though the enemy's overtaking us. But hold the fort. I am coming. W.T. Sherman. No. Jesus Christ. Hold the fort. It won't be long. Hold the fort. It's just around the corner. I come to tell his church. Hold the fort. Amen. He's a coming. And when he comes, we will be victorious.
Yes, God.
Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost.
Holy, holy, Lord.
Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God.
God doesn't even ask how many talents one has, but he asks how faithful have you been in the talent that I gave you.
That's it. Oh God.
Lord, I ask you to do this 5 times. Come on, we raise our hand.
Oh,
that's the Lord to guide our hearts.
Lord.
This is a service, Lord. This is a little word that I feel like you gave me.
Holy, Lord.
I started to say, for somebody in this church, I believe it's for everybody in this church. We got to hold the fort, and we got to be faithful.
Yes,
God. Oh, Lord.
Yes, God.
Amen. Faithfulness. Proverbs 20:6, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. It's difficult to find a faithful man, responsible, that'll do the job and be found doing when the Lord comes. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The strength of faithfulness. Proverbs said at 13:17, a wicked messenger falleth in a mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Hallelujah. Faithful people are a blessing to others. Amen. Psalms 31:23. Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Hey, you didn't hear me. Amen. You didn't hear what I said. For the Lord preserveth the faithful. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can make it. You don't know how hard the battle is. You don't know where I've been. But the Lord preserveth the faithful. And I feel the Holy Ghost. But the Lord preserveth the faithful. Hey, be faithful. Be a servant. Amen. Don't quit. Don't give up. Hold the fort. And he said, I will
God.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The Savior's.
Jesus.
Amen. Going to reward us one of these days.
Yeah.
For faithfulness.
Yes, he is.
Matthew 25:21, his Lord said to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Brother Chandler, that's what you want to hear.
Yes, hallelujah.
You want to hear the Lord say,
Lord,
you've been faithful.
Lord,
come on in the
house. Holy.
I mentioned to you the other night, Brother Mike Roberts was sick right there at the end. He wasn't able to go to church. Right there at the end, he wasn't able to preach. He was filling up with fluid, had congestive heart failure, and his kidneys were failing, had it on dialysis. Finally, there at the end, he refused the doctor for a long time, and finally, Jonathan and a bunch of them loaded him up and took him. He was going to lay there and die. His kids loaded him up and took him. Amen. The ER. He was going to lay there and die and wouldn't go to the doctor. Amen. They finally got him some help. I forget, got 47 pounds of fluid off of him. Amen. Sick. Amen. I was sick. He didn't feel like going to church. He didn't feel like preaching the gospel. And it touched my heart. We was up there at their meeting the other day, and old Brother Don Ingram got up and preached about being faithful. And Brother Ingram said he was there one of the last services in that camp meeting. Brother Mike showed up, and they had to wheel him in there, and they hobbled up to the Bible stand, and he said, Lord God, it's Private Roberts here reporting for duty. Hallelujah. It's Private Roberts reporting for duty. That's right. I come to tell us, report when you feel like it. Report when you don't feel like it. For the Lord preserveth the faithful. I come to tell us, he'll be my rock. He'll be my help. He'll be my way. He preserveth the faithful.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Man.
Thank you, Lord.
Matthew 24, start at verse 44. Therefore, be also ready for in an hour when you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and a wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, same verse, findeth, when his Lord, when he cometh, shall find him doing.
Yeah.
Blessed is that servant. Who's doing what? Who's being faithful and being a servant.
Thank you, Lord.
First Corinthians 4:2, moreover, it is required in servants that a man be found lazy.
Nobody.
It is required in stewards that a man be found doing what he wants.
No.
It is required in stewards that a man, amen, just go with the flow and go where I. No. Amen. That a man be found faithful.
Yes, God. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Be holy.
Verse 4, you didn't know the Bible had this much to say on accountability and faithfulness and stewardship, did you? Proverbs 14:5, a faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lie. A faithful servant, he'll stand true. He'll put his feet solid on the rock, and he'll die before he tells a lie.
That's right. Yes, God.
Bless
you. Can always know who you can depend on. Amen. Because if a man is true to his word, you can count on him in a hard time. But if a man ain't even true to his word, you can't depend on him.
That's right. Come on.
Hey, let me tell you something, church. Be accountable.
Lord,
be faithful. Be true.
Amen.
To your word. Now, I know we live in a time of lawyers, and years ago, Brother Tommy, if you said, hey, I'm going to sell you a house for $50,000, I said, man, I'll take a house. We shake hands?
Yeah.
And that was just as good as anything.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey, years and years ago, it was as good as a contract.
Yeah.
Right. Nowadays, if a man shakes a hand, looks you in the eye, and tells you something, you better think twice about it.
Right.
Woo!
That's the truth.
Amen.
Hey, I want to be found faithful, Brother Anthony. When I tell the Lord, Lord, you can count on me, I wonder if he thinks, can I or not?
Glory be to God.
When I say, Lord, I'm willing, amen, to hold the fort. Lord, I'm willing to fight for it, Lord. I'm willing to dump the stone out of the road for somebody else so they can pass. Amen. Oh, when I tell the Lord things like that, I wonder if he really believes me.
Yes, Lord. Holy God.
Proverbs 11:13, a talebearer revealeth secrets.
Yeah.
But he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter.
Praise be to God.
Yes. You didn't hear me, did you?
Bless
you,
Lord.
A talebearer revealeth the secret. You tell somebody something, you say, hey man, I need you to help me here. You know, there's times in life when you know, we just get to the place where we need somebody to help us pray. We get to the place where we need somebody in the corner. We say, hey, will you be there for me?
Come on, man.
Let me tell you something. I need your confidence. I need your help. And they go tell them, the Bible said they're untrustworthy.
Man, you're right.
Don't ever tell them nothing else again. You can't trust them.
Right.
Glory be to
God.
Bless Lord.
What second part of that say? But he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. That's right.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hey. I'll tell you this. When all that happened, it was horrible. And Michelle was expecting Branson. We knew it. We knew it for a long time there. She was about 3 months along when the accident happened, 2.5 months. And then Brother Randy Webb got to call me a lot. You know, I think the Lord just put me on his heart, and he still calls me all the time. I said, Brother Randy, Michelle won't let me tell a soul in the world. I said, if she knew what I was telling you, she'd be mad at me. I said, whatever you do, pray. Pray that she don't have a miss to pray. And I said, we ain't no way we'll be able to handle that at this point. Amen. And me and Nathan's pretty tight. His son Nathan's pretty tight. I never told Nathan. I told Brother Randy, because he's a man of prayer. I said, Brother Randy, pray. I need your prayers. Amen. And for months went by. And we finally told, and old Brother Nathan was surprised. I mean, he was genuinely surprised. He said, you got to be kidding me. I said, Nathan, your dad didn't tell you? He said, Dad never told me a word. Dad never told me. I thought he would have told his son. He never told a soul on this side of heaven. He only talked to that great cloud of witnesses on the other side. Oh, God. Hey, be somebody, amen, that'll conceal the matter. Be somebody that somebody else can depend on. Be a servant that others can trust in.
Yes, Lord.
I told a pastor something one time in confidence, and by the time I was at church, the next service, everybody in the church knew it.
Hallelujah.
I've learned a lot as a pastor, and I've learned a lot about what not to do. Hallelujah. Amen. In supporting others. Amen. And meeting the needs of the people. Amen. John 1:5, beloved, thou doest faithfully. Whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to the strangers, do it faithfully. Be faithful. Amen. Be unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. And be there to help others.
Right.
I'm here to help us. Somebody said, well, and at times church people, at times people in general use and abuse others.
That's right.
Somebody said they just use and abuse. They'll answer for that.
That's right.
All I can answer for is being a servant.
That's right.
Yes.
I've seen my Uncle Larry. You're talking about a man. And we was up at Brother Jonathan's camp meeting, and my Uncle Larry laid most everyone in tiles back in that fellowship hall. I'd be way bigger than this. My Uncle Larry and my cousin Miranda. Miranda could at one time could outwork about any two men. And then big chandeliers in Brother Mike's church, my Uncle Larry put them all. Brother Ben Roberts told me. I said, didn't my Uncle Larry put them chandeliers together and hang them all? He said, him and Miranda, they laid almost every tile in that church, and they hung all them chandeliers. Brother Mike had a scissor lift, and my Uncle Larry sat away for hours. It would come in a box, and he'd put them big chandeliers together and hang them up in that church. And I heard somebody say one time, they're using him over there. He's worked for a solid year, drive back and forth, worked over for hours. Amen. They're just using him. I don't know if they were or not. I don't have a matter to speak into it. But one thing I know, Larry Stevens is a servant. Larry Stevens is a man of honor. Larry Stevens is a man you can tell. Larry Stevens is a man you want on your side when you're in a foxhole. Hey, I come to tell this church, let's be faithful and let's be a true servant.
don't have time to get the rest of it out.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Proverbs 25 and 13 has the cold of snow. How many minutes have I been up here, Sister Claire? Seriously?
40 minutes.
Let me give you a few more verses. I'm done.
Bless you, Lord.
Proverbs 25:13, as the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him. For he refresheth the soul of his master.
Yes.
Did you hear that? As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him. Hallelujah. Our Lord is coming, church. And is he going to find you faithful? The rapture of the church is the next great prophetic event on God's calendar. Are you ready? Amen. Are you ready? It challenges us to be pure, be saved, and to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. It challenges us to live a godly life every single day. 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin.
Right.
It challenges us not only to live a pure life, it challenges us to live a prepared life. Behold, I come quickly, and hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Brother George, I got to live prepared, because at any minute the Lord can come. I said I got to live prepared, because at any time he's going to come, rapture the church.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, it challenges us. Titus, amen, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God. It challenges us to be perceptive to the times and to the signs of life. Hey, look around, amen, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It challenges us to pass on and to preach the gospel. Timothy, amen, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, and is appearing, and in his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. Be willing to preach the gospel, amen.
Yes.
Yes. You can have a great church when the people of that church are faithful.
Amen.
And fulfilling their responsibilities God gives them.
Amen. You're right.
Amen. When we're undependable, when we're uninvolved, when we're lackadaisical, amen, it hinders and it affects others, amen, around them. Be faithful. Be on time. Amen. Be dependable. Be one that others look at and say, I want to try to aspire to live like them. Wow. Amen. Be one that somebody looks at and say, hey, I want to try to live my life like them.
Right.
Amen. Oh, yes. James 5 and 8 says, amen. Be also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Amen. We got to be patient and wait for the coming of the Lord. And it'll challenge a pastor to be faithful. 1 Peter 5 and 2, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight, therefore, amen, not by constraint, but willingly. It's my job to get up in this pulpit, not by constraint, but willingly. Not for filthy lucre, not for dirty money, but of a ready mind. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Hey, I want to be faithful. Hey, I don't want to do it begrudgingly, but I want to do it because he's called me to do it. And when he comes, he'll find me faithful doing what he's called me to do.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Lastly, it'll cause us to have proper priorities.
Lord.
Brother Anthony, when we're looking and expecting the Lord to come.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been in a job when the boss comes? St. Mary's used to be called, what is it? Big outfit come, and it's who could shut you down, you know.
OSHA,
and when they
OSHA,
would.
OSHA.
I think it was OSHA. It was part of OSHA. And when OSHA was coming, If we could find out a week or two in advance, Brother George, you're talking about cleaning that place.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about everybody having the proper identification. You're talking about cleaning house.
Yeah.
Man, they clean house.
Yeah.
And they'd say, get ready. Next week, the big dogs are going to be here, and everybody's got to act right. Everybody's got to do right. Amen. Don't leave it. You know, nurses and everybody and our brothers, we got these little push around computers. You know, with everybody's information. You ain't supposed to be on the hall. If you're there, if you got somebody's information pulled up, amen, you better be standing there with it. The last time people pull up their medicine and their life history and go walk away, and it's any old joke to come up here and read. You can't do that. Man, they come by, tell you 1500 rule. You know why? Because the big dogs are coming in. Hey, that's the way we ought to live our life. Hey, I can't sin today. I can't tell a lie today. I can't do pull any shady deals. I can't have a shady person. I can't talk back to my wife or to my, I gotta live right. Why? Because the Lord's a coming. I gotta have proper priorities. Why? Because the Lord's a coming. And I want to be found faithful.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Blessed be
God. 1 Thessalonians 3:12, and the Lord make you to increase. Help me, Sister Mary. To increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable unto holiness before God, even the Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord,
all of his saints.
Lord, yes. In the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed God.
Oh, God. A heartwarming story is told of an older African-American lady who found herself standing with a car trouble during a horrible rainstorm. This was during the height of racial tension many years ago in America. She desperately needed help and a ride. On this lonely Alabama highway, the unthinkable happened. A young white man stopped to render aid. He took her to the nearest store. He arranged for help. He hired a taxi cab for her, and she wrote down his address, and he was on his way. About a week had passed when a knock came to the door of this young man, and in walked a delivery man with a huge television and a note attached that which read, "Thank you so much for assisting me on this highway, on the highway the other night. The rain drenched not only my clothes, but it had also drenched my spirits. Then you came along, and because of you, I was able to make it to my husband's dying bedside." Amen. And she said, "God bless you for helping me and unselfishly serving others." The note was signed sincerely, and she wrote her name. You never know by helping someone else, amen, what you're doing for the kingdom of God. 1 John 3:2. "I'm done, beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know, amen, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Are you looking for him? Are you looking for the coming of the Lord? Amen. Are you being a faithful servant? Hey, when you get up in the morning, amen, ain't God in heaven? Just be faithful. Hallelujah. Say, "Lord, you can count on me." Others might not be faithful. Others might not show up. But God, you can depend upon me. Raise your hand once we stand in this house. We're coming to an altar. Let's go. God's calling today to change lives. God's calling today to change hearts. He's calling Sister Peggy, some in this house today, to be faithful. He's got to have faithful workers. He's got to have faithful servants.
Yes, God.
To have faithful churches, to have faithful homes, to have faithful works. He's got to have faithful people. And God is calling you today to be faithful. God is calling you today to stand and hold the fort. For he said, "I'm coming." Amen. I know sometimes we don't know how we're going to do it, but he said, "Hold on. WT Sermon's coming. Hold on. Amen. I'm just a few miles away. And in 3 hours, he made it." Amen. Woo! Brother Chandler, I can't give up now. He's just about here. I can't give up now, Brother Tommy. He's just beyond the horizon. Amen. I can't give up. I've got to be faithful. I've got to stand true for the Lord. Lord is coming! Let's fill these altars with hearts that are willing to be faithful. Lord, call me to faithfulness, God. Call me to duty. Lord, my word is honorable. You can depend on me, God. You can depend on me. I'm going to be an honorable servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to be honorable.
Yeah.
I'm going to be steadfast, Lord.
I'm on the side.
appreciate you, Jesus.